Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Oh, yeah, it has been a minute, everyone, but we are back. Hello, welcome into this Friday night edition of Chair Shot Radio. Ray Cash and Mags got their shot last Friday, but Dave and I are back, and we are taking over the Friday Chair Shot Radio this week here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com. Dave and I ready to give you some musical chairs. Mr. Ungar, how the heck are you? Are you excited for your band this week? Your act?
Do you have it? Yeah, I've been sitting on them for a few weeks now. So I'm ready. I noticed that, you know, when they need to move the needle, Patrick, they bring you and I back in here. We're the cleaners of this whole thing.
I guess so. You know, it was there's something to be said about reliably recording your podcast.
Yeah, go figure, right? I don't ever
What does it say about us? What does it say about us that we just have the time to like regularly record together? Like, you know, we make plans now for each other. Like, we're working around schedules.
Yeah, you know, real world stuff, pandemics, quarantines. Yeah,
we've been through it all. You know, we're Butch and Sundance, and hopefully we're not riding off into that sunset just yet.
I got some stuff to do.
I do too. And this is, thank you for doing this. For those of you who are pulling the curtain all the way back, I texted Dave on a Friday night ahead of our Friday night, our kayfabe Friday night, to be like, can we record tonight instead of Saturday when we usually do? And Dave was like, how about 30 minutes? Because Dave's got a life, I'm assuming. And I was like, sold. So here we are bringing you musical chairs on the Chair Shot Radio Network, on the chairshot.com. And for those of you who've forgotten, because it's been a while, here's how this works. In the NHL offseason, and hopefully we'll be back to doing our weekly shtick come NHL season, because preseason is starting. The all-too-early power rankings that have grossly overrated my Blues, grossly overrated your Washington Capitals are out. Yep. So we'll be talking training camp soon. We'll be talking season. We'll be doing our hockey talk, and that, I think, was always a fruitful weekly subject. But as you all know, if you've been listening to us regularly, Dave and I started a segment in the off-season called Musical Chairs, where each week when Dave and I do Chair Shot Radio, we will share one artist or band, et cetera, that we love, feel like you should all listen to as well, and give you a couple of tracks that might be off the beaten path just a little bit for those artists if they're ones you've heard of before. And so we divide the show up into two halves with a commercial break in between. I don't even remember who went first last time, Dave. It's been so long. So I'm going to claim first this time around, just because. But before we get into that and I choose my, or I reveal my artist, which is one that I'm pretty sure isn't on Dave's list yet. An artist I think you appreciate, but just not one that I think you're like, ooh, I need to talk about that. We are going to pay a few bills and we're going to go to our first quick commercial break, where we put over ourselves, because that's what you do on a good commercial break, is you sell the brand. And so that's what we're going to do. And when we come back, Patrick O'Dowd will reveal his choice for this week's edition of Musical Chairs. You're listening to Chair Shot Radio on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. As I said, I'm going first because we don't remember who went first last time. And I've focused, I don't know if you remember, but I've kind of been all over the place with my music, the bands that I've chosen, the artists, they've been throughout time, but it's mostly been focused on the dudes. And so I wanted to go to one of my more recent concerts that I attended, not the one I just attended, not Alanis Morissette, which was a good show. I am going to talk about Florence and the Machine. And I got to tell you, Dave, like, I appreciated Florence and the Machine, or as you will see on all of the cover art and everything that you see, Florence plus the Machine, as it is seen all over the place. Florence Welch as the lead vocalist blew me away in person. And you know what? And if anybody, if you've ever heard it, I mean, everybody, I would assume, like, they've gotten very strong radio play since 2007. You know, I think a lot of people remember their song "Shake It Off." Like, or "Shake It Out." Sorry, "Shake It Off," "Shake It Out." I can't remember now. I'm gonna get the name wrong. From Ceremonials, is this really like power anthem that just really will blow you away? And so it wasn't so much her voice, because everybody knows that her voice is huge. What blew me away was when she finished singing the first song and she starts talking, and it's one of the softest, high-pitched, flighty little voice. Like, I'm like, this powerful voice, "Shake It Out," not "Shake It Off," "Shake It Out," powerful voice comes from this, like, really high pitched, and I'm just going to talk all floaty and airy when I sing to you. And I couldn't get over it. And you watch her perform, and she goes for this like 2.5 hours with this just knock you on your ass voice. And every single song that she sang on that concert was, you know, whether it was a hit or one you hadn't really heard of, whether it was "Shake It Out," whether it was "Dog Days Are Over," those are probably the two big, big ones that folks know. I love this song that she sings called "Spectrum." Other people know it as "Say My Name." That is really, really great. But for me, my all-time favorite, and the one that I'm going to want you to make sure that you put on at the end of this, is "Kiss With a Fist," which came out in on the Lungs album, and is just this, it's this rock tune. It's just like a good old fashioned, like, classic rock sounding song about two people in a horribly abusive relationship where they beat the shit out of each other. "You hit me once, I hit you back. I gave a kick, you gave a slap. You smashed you smashed a plate over my head, so I set fire to our bed." Like, but you hear the song and you're like, damn it. It pops. It's got that hook. And it's like, nah, I like it. I like it. So, yeah, Florence and the Machine. Dave, thoughts on my choice for this week, for our return? to musical chairs.
I like your choice. I have not listened to them enough to really formulate much of an opinion. Yeah, Dog Days Are Over, and the other one you mentioned, those are the ones that's
shaking out.
She's got a tremendous voice, and the fact that she's one of these kind of like diminutive sort of people who
she's not like a tiny human being
voice-wise,
yes, but like Alanis Morissette was like a tiny human being with this like ridiculous voice. Florence Welch, like, she comes out, and I mean, if you look at photos with her, like, everything about her is just light and flowery and airy. Like, she's wearing sheer dresses that like flow behind her, and when she, like, she's on the stage and she's dancing, and like, you know, stuff's just like streaming behind her. It's very contradictory to the voice. It's nuts.
That's kind of a frequent thing as far as, well, I mean, you're more polished singer than I am, that's for sure, but you know that's a lot of times the voice just doesn't match. You know, you've got it in your head thinking this is what this person's going to look like, and then you look at them and you're like, oh wow, that voice doesn't match up at all. And so you see that frequently, I don't know if I'd say more so with the male singers and the females, but so you saw her in concert where?
At the Mohegan Sun Arena in Uncasville, Connecticut, where I see most. Anytime I go to a concert, that's my preferred venue because it's intimate for it's a basketball arena. It's where the Connecticut Sun play, but the setup is such that there's no such thing as a bad seat. I've been to Monday Night Raw there. I've been to all kinds of great shows there, and you're right there, and it's so good for the audience. It's such a good experience. I've seen, you name it. I've seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I saw there twice. That's where I saw Queen and Adam Lambert for the first time. I've seen the Bare Naked Ladies play there. Love going to that place for concerts.
Yeah, so that's like the Mohegan Sun, I think is what they call it.
Yeah, it's the casino.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that you got to see her live and that she, at least, you know, the way she looks on stage and the way she speaks doesn't match up to her voice is really cool. She's definitely somebody, or they, I should say, are definitely somebody I need to check out a lot more of, because I've always been impressed by, in a little bit I've heard of them, by her voice is tremendous. So I like the choice, man. It's just one of the bands that, like you were suspecting, I probably haven't spent enough time with them to really formulate a big opinion.
And they haven't put out an album since 2018, their Highest Hopes album, which is a good album. I'm not going to recommend a tune off of Highest Hope. I am going to the other tune I'm going to recommend is the one that I mentioned earlier, Spectrum, Say My Name, is the other song that I would love to see a little bit in there. It's again, it's very, very unique and eclectic, but that voice is so distinctive. And that's the thing that I've come to look for in artists now, is in bands, is that distinctive voice, that powerful voice, that sound that really kind of blows you away, and the musicianship that really follows with it. It's like the stage for a Florence and the Machine concert was just fucking instruments everywhere. The instruments weren't fucking, it was just a lot of them. It was an adjective, not a verb that time. But
I think we figured that part out.
They might not. You never know. We have a very literal audience sometimes. But it was impressive. It was so impressive. Like, just the amount of musicians they had on there, it was great. It was good stuff, and was money well spent, and one that I would pay to see Florence Welch again. And the band, I would see them in a heartbeat.
I will say this, there's another band out there that I, not often, but on occasion, I would confuse the two and think, is that Florence and the Machine? And it wasn't in it's the band of Mountain of Monsters and Men. I don't know if
I have them on my iPhone too. Yeah. On my Apple Music. I got them.
I was looking it up, like, which band is the one that sounds, that I always got confused, because like King and Lionheart sounds like a song that Florence and the Machine would cut, you know, that sort of thing. Yes. But yeah, there, it's a great choice, man. It's definitely somebody that it's definitely somebody I need to check out a lot more of. So that's really the best I could say about it.
I feel like that's how every episode of Chair Shot Radio with us goes, is I throw out an artist and you're like, I should listen to them more. Well, and I'm like,
you've thrown out stuff that I like, the stuff you've thrown out, like the Bee Gees, the older Bee Gees, is like, okay, that I haven't listened to enough. Obviously, listen to their later stuff. Bare Naked Ladies, you threw out some stuff that I hadn't heard before. And then when I went back and actually like plugged it in for the episode, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a really good song. So I have no doubt that the two that you've mentioned are going to be show stealers here. So, but it's just, yeah, it's just amongst the multitudes of music that is out there. They're like, okay, that somebody I know I need to check out more. Just haven't gotten to it, but they're on
I'm going to bring you to this decade of music eventually, because I feel it's important that I help you understand that there were bands that made good music after 1999. I'm here to help you, Dave. I mean, I'm here to help you, per our conversation in a previous Bandwagon Nerd.
I need all the help I can get. No, they are, I have a running list of people who I need to add to my own musical collection, and they are definitely on there.
I 1000% agree. Okay, so that's going to do it for my contribution to this week's edition of Chair Shot Radio and Musical Chairs. We're going to take our second commercial break, and when we come back, Dave will regale you with his choice. Before we go to the recorded commercials, though, I do have to do my duty to the Chair Shot and remind you that if you love what we do here on the Chairshot Radio Network and thechairshot.com, that we would love for you to head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and invest in a chairshot.com t-shirt. We have all kinds of designs out there for you, everything from the OG Chairshot logo to various shows and sayings within our little family, including but not limited to Dave and I's other little podcast that airs every Sunday, Never Fail, heading towards episode 100, Bandwagon Nerds. And I just can't speak enough to how important it is for fans like you to continue to support us and how much we appreciate that. And so it's only $19.99 for a standard shirt. Or if you're feeling fancy and want something that rubs nice on your giblets, all nice and soft, get it soft style for a few dollars more. Again, that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Thank you for your support. We love you for your support. Keep listening to us. When we come back, Dave is going to give you his choice for musical chairs. You are listening to Chairshot Radio on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, Dave. Did your band form before 1980?
I don't think they formed before 1980. Did they rise to power in the 80s? Yes.
Shocked.
I know.
I tell you.
Stunning.
Shocked.
Stunning. I know you're shocked.
Mind blown. The stage is yours, man.
So it's funny. I thought up this band a few weeks ago, and then, you know, lately, I think you've seen it. Andrew Balazs has been going and reviewing albums and stuff like that for the Chair Shot. So lo and behold, he reviews this band's latest album. I didn't even know they were putting out an album. And it is...
I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
And
go
it
ahead.
Is British rock masters Iron Maiden. So,
yep.
I thought of these guys a few weeks ago. I don't even know how they jumped in my head, but I think that they probably came on my playlist. And I thought it's like, you know, that'd be a good band to talk about, because when I know this is dating myself, and everybody already knows how old I am, that sort of thing. But like in the 74, yeah, in the 80s, when music started to really kind of evolve on the hard rock and metal scene, there was like this dividing line that we all looked at it, and you looked at bands like Poison, like Bon Jovi, like Cinderella, like Skid Row, and you said talented bands, but they were classified hair metal and that sort of thing. Then you had the other bands that also had long hair, but we all looked at them and said, these guys have definitely a bit more talent. Not to say the other bands didn't, but this was a different kind of talent. And bands like that were like Metallica, Judas Priest to some extent, and definitely Iron Maiden. And Iron Maiden was just one of those bands that, I mean, the thing about them is their lineup changed like every single year. They would go through somebody different, other than Steve Harris, the founding member of Iron Maiden, who's arguably one of the best bassists of all time. And he was the rock behind this band. They just kind of took the British, you know, British metal sort of scene by storm, and people on the East Coast, or not on the East Coast, well, yeah, on the East Coast, but in America, gravitated toward this band much more than a lot of the other ones. I mean, Priest was the only other band that I could think who wasn't named Metallica or maybe Megadeth at the time or any of the other big four that was getting the kind of attention that Iron Maiden was, because their songs were really good. Their songs were fairly complex as far as musicianship goes. They had a distinct sound to them, and they knew how to brand themselves like hardly any of the other bands did. And it all revolves around Eddie, the beast from The Number of the Beast, this devilish looking thing. And another thing, Iron Maiden got this rep as being satanic, and they were anything but that. But they just, you know, they're going to steer into that curve. You know, it's like, oh, if you want to label us, it's same thing. You know, now Slayer, of course, did satanic songs and stuff like that, even if they didn't believe any of it. Iron Maiden didn't really do that, but they got labeled like that. So like, well, it's extra publicity for us. So, you know, and they started off at their first singer was Paul Di'Anno, and he had a hell of a voice, but he also had a hell of a substance abuse problem. And fortuitously enough for Iron Maiden, when he had to be removed from the band, that's when Bruce Dickinson came in, and the rest in a lot of ways is history. They're still, Andrew just reviewed their latest record, which I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but it sounds like it's pretty good. They've put out just a ton of what's that?
Is the name of this new album really Stratego?
No, it's not Stratego, is it? It's like Shenmue.
New video. It says Stratego, new video.
Really?
Senjutsu has got to be the name of the album.
Yes, there you go.
That's
yeah, Senjutsu.
Sorry, I had to look this up because I knew they'd put something up, and I knew Belaz had reviewed it.
Senjutsu.
So I'm gonna say this to you, and I hope Greg DeMarco listens, because Greg and I have a special affinity for the old board game Stratego, and so it gives me no end of pleasure to laugh at the title of an Iron Maiden song being Stratego. Because do you remember Triumph the Insult Comic Dog?
Sounds familiar.
It was the hand puppet dog with the cigar that, like, and he would talk about, you know, David Dungar is a good man for me to buy.
Yeah.
So one of the skits that they did and I think that was a Bob Schmeigel creation, is they had Triumph the Insult Comic Dog appear at the premiere for one of the Star Wars prequel movies. I gotta say it was Phantom Menace. It might have been the second one. It might have been Attack of the Clones. But it's a skit you gotta see. But he comes upon two guys who are dressed in Jedi garb playing Stratego. And he's like, you know, what are you guys doing? And they're like, playing Stratego. And he's like, you know, what would you... You know, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? And I don't really say anything, like, probably just sitting at home playing Stratego. And it's just, that's all I ever think of. And so thank you, Iron Maiden, for that.
It's all, I'm looking at it right now. Stratego, you're right. But the album cover for Senjutsu
it looks bomb.
It's Eddie in like the Silver Samurai outfit, which is, all right, I'm in.
So he's a Marvel fan. I got to tell you, Dave, I'm going to take a page out of your book. I never really listened to Iron Maiden. Like, respect for Iron Maiden. I know a lot of their fans, but wasn't really quite my scene. So it sounds like it's my turn to get some recommendations for you to give a band a look-see. So who should I listen to, man? Or what should I listen to?
So as far as stuff to really get into, I mean, there's a couple songs I'm going to recommend. Couple of songs I'll recommend at the end that are like hidden treasures. But if you've really not listened to a lot of Iron Maiden, then probably just go and listen to Peace of Mind. And that is the album that's got the Trooper on there. It's got Flight of Icarus on there. It's one of Bruce Dickinson and the band's best performances from, you know, it's one of those albums where you can just start it at the beginning and get to the end. And there's just nothing but really good songs on there. That's the album I would probably, if you wanted to actually listen to Iron Maiden and say, okay, what are these guys really all about? That's probably the one you want to go to, because I'm just looking at it right now to see what's on there. It's Flight of Icarus, Die With Your Boots On, The Trooper. That's a good one. I mean, The Number of the Beast is an excellent record as well. That was Bruce Dickinson's first record. But the songs that I'm going to point to actually come from their first two records, which is when Paul Di'Anno was still the lead singer for Iron Maiden. And the first one is actually called Iron Maiden off the very first record, the very first Iron Maiden record titled Iron Maiden. The song's called Iron Maiden. It's a great song. I'm going to definitely play a little bit of that. The other one is off the Killers album, which was the second one. I think that was Paul's last record with the band. And it's a song called Wrathchild, which has got one of the all-time great bass intros. You'll hear it on here. It's it is one of the best bass intros to a song that I've ever heard. It doesn't last long enough, but it's Steve Harris at his finest. So, yeah, this is a band I saw in concert a few times. They put on a hell of a show. And, you know, we talked about, like, stage presence and showmanship and that sort of thing. And, yeah, the Iron Maiden concerts where the Giant Eddie would come out on stage and walk around, or they'd have the set behind him and the thing would be there, this demonic looking face with flames and everything coming out of it. It's a concert you won't soon forget. And they're a band that just has a lot of talent and still going strong all these years later. So yeah, Iron Maiden was my choice this week. They're one of my favorites as far as that niche of heavy metal from the late or mid to late 80s, that sort of thing. But yeah, they're iconic for a reason. So yeah, go check them out.
All right. Well, there you have it, everyone. That is going to do it for this week's edition of Musical Chairs. And hope everybody likes our picks. Two vastly different sounding artists, like in terms of just like style and what we got. But I think that doesn't mean bad. I think that's just exciting. So Dave, before we head out, tell everybody where to find you out there in the interwebs and the socials.
You can find me on the Twitter at Attitude Ag, that is at Attitude AGG, and on Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression.
And you can follow me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist, that is at WRESTLNGREALIST. You can catch Chairshot Radio every Friday in an alternating cast of hosts between myself and David Ungar, as well as Ray Cash and the Podfather Mags himself. I love the work that they're doing too, by the way. So make sure you give them a listen. I know Dave and I are better, but like, listen to everybody. And just say, you know, there's a little international flavor all around that other side. But you can also catch Dave and I every Monday on Bandwagon Nerds, which is always very exciting. Special guests this past week, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Dave? I am not there, so.
You won't be there, and hopefully it all works out okay. But that is the plan right now.
All right, so be sure to tune in and catch that if you didn't, because this will actually air after the Bandwagon Nerds trial. This is very confusing. Anyway, we should edit that out in post-production, but we're not that slick. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time, we'll see you. You have been listening to Chairshot Radio on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of the Chairshot.com.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.